Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Greed is not all bad. There's just like in everything, there's good and bad in everything. The good kind of greed is the type of like, you know, I want more, I need more, I have self-interest, I have a desire to experience these things in life. That's good greed. But there's a bad kind. But the great kind, one of the ways I like to spot check to make sure it's always the great kind is to find some kind of like charity or peace or thing in there that you can kind of tie in. It's one of the ways I protect myself from falling into the dark side of capitalism. You know what I'm saying? Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my baby business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey to $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio. Welcome to Sales Funnel Radio. Hey, this episode is definitely different. It's not about marketing. I'm going to talk about a charity that we have started and where it comes from. I have, just as a bit of a backstory, I've actually built several charity funnels. In fact, I'm a part of several, and I don't talk about it as much as I probably should. Part of the reason, though, is because I've wanted to find a charity that I have a personal interest in. You know, like, I have always loved being around the ClickFunnels world because I get to watch Russell Brunson. You know, I got to watch Russell Brunson do a lot of charity stuff, and he does more than he ever says, by the way. Like, and I love that example. But I've seen that from so many people, lots of leaders. They're doing a lot more behind the scenes, and a lot of people in the public eye and public figures as well who get scrutinized, they are also, though, doing lots of actual cool charity work. And so that's part of my whole motto of get rich, give back. I'm the capitalist pig, right? And the whole thing is that I make money on purpose, get rich on purpose. Doesn't happen on accident, right? And you got to make as much money as possible. First of all, to change your world, and then change the world for everyone else, and go do cool things with it. And so it's been really neat to just start rubbing shoulders with people, you know, have the privilege of doing that several years ago, and start seeing like, wow, like, you do that. That's what this is part of. Ooh, you engineered into this very button that whenever this button gets clicked, it sends a dollar to this charity, or whenever this happens over there, you know what I mean? Like, and like, wow. And to see the marriage of entrepreneurship feeding charities that the entrepreneur cares about, and then treat it like a business problem where there's automation around it. Like, just really interesting lens and way to go do that. One of the first bigger-ish funnels I was ever hired for was actually a donation funnel for a politician, actually, and not even in America. And it was really cool. So I built this donation funnel for them. And then after that, I got asked to go speak at a high school. This is when I was working for Russell. I got asked to go speak at a high school DECA conference. Right, so it's a bunch of like high schoolers who want to go do cool things in the world and stuff. So I got up there and I was sharing how you could use the power of funnels to raise money and do it on purpose. And I was not amazing on stage yet, or watering it down, I should say. So I know it slightly was over their head, but there were key people in that audience. They were like, hey, we represent a charity and a really cool organization that's trying to put together the Statue of Responsibility, right? The Statue of Liberty on the East Coast. They're making the Statue of Responsibility on the West Coast equal in size. And, I was asked to help just to talk about some cool models there and work on charity stuff there. And then there's been several. So the storyline continues. My point is, I haven't been as vocal about it because I've been trying to find one that I personally have, like, what's the thing that I am just as passionate about charity-wise as I am business-wise? Can I marry the two together also, right? And so that's been on my mind, and because I really believe that. And to be a capitalist pig does not mean to be, right? Greed has a positive feature, right? Greed is not all bad. There's just like in everything, there's good and bad in everything. There's good greed, there's bad greed, right? the good kind of greed is the type of like, you know, I want more. I need more. I have self-interest. I have a desire to experience these things in life. That's good greed, right? But there's a bad kind, right? But the great kind, one of the ways I like to spot check to make sure it's always the great kind is to find some kind of like charity or peace or thing in there that you can kind of tie in. It's one of the ways I protect myself from falling into the dark side of capitalism. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying, right? There's a good and a bad to everything, and got to be honest about both sides. So I have been trying to find a charity to go attached to. And about 2 years ago, my assistant at that time, I asked her to start charity shopping. And we started charity shopping, and we looked at anything from goats to micro lending to building schools or hospitals to really cool water programs and like the dig wells and such, really awesome sponsorship programs for it really, it's just, we looked at a ton of stuff. And for a while I was like, you know what? I'm an entrepreneur. Like maybe it'd be cool if it was entrepreneurially themed. What charities already exist? We looked through a lot of charities and they all were cool, of course. And I love Operation Underground Railroad, the one that saves, you know, children from sex slavery, which is disgusting. It's like, that's disgusting. But they also have a lot of eyes on them. And I was like, so it's cool, right? The meaning they have help. There's a lot of charities that don't know how to market and don't know how to get in with an influencer and don't have the help they need. So that's what we were thinking. And that, so we went through, we looked at all these charities and all these different things and all these places. And for a while I was attached to one that has helped build some schools in kind of Middle Eastern areas that are impoverished. And that was really cool. If, I don't know. I was like, I just wanted to find one that I could be attached to. So I am an avid. So notice the desire and the fact that I was in action. Okay. There is a pattern that I want to teach you here in how to find more of what I believe I believe we all have a purpose. I don't necessarily believe in fate, but I do believe in purpose. Right. Just broader purpose. I'm like, hey, like it's up to you to have the agency to figure out what you're going to do with your life. And there might be a few specific tasks that, yes, you should be doing in your life that were given to you. And I totally believe in that, by the way, 100%. It's one of my driving motivators on why I stay so busy, because I believe it's part of my purpose, not to be busy, but to do what I do. But I don't necessarily believe in fate, where everything that happens to me, I have zero control. I don't believe in that. But I do believe, like I said, in purpose, which I think there's a difference. Anyway, so I noticed that we've been in motion. We've talked about this. I've had meetings about this. This has been on quarterly planning sessions. This has been on yearly planning sessions. I have been trying to find something to attach myself to for a bit. And so, because it matters. And I totally believe in our motto of get rich, give back. And I want you all, and I'm like, if that's the motto of the group that I, you know, started with the Capitalist Pig thing, and I don't want to be Papa Capitalist Pig. This is our group, right? It can't just be, it's not a me show, right? So when it comes to this, we're all Capitalist Pigs and it's our group and we all contribute, but how on earth can the group creator not be an example of what it means to get rich and give back? Got to do both, right? For all the right reasons and all of, superficial or not, it's good to do good. So I was like, what's the charity? And actively looking, actively seeking, you know. So I went in. This happened last Funnel Hacking Live. It was this last September. So as I make this, it's May 12th, 2022. So this was September 2021. And it was like the second or third morning of Funnel Hacking Live. And y'all know I love Funnel Hacking Live. I basically find out whenever it is and plan my year around it. Still do that, by the way. I would never do anything ever that would be contrary to helping. I just love the funnel customer. I just so much. I've helped build so many programs in that space. And I have put so much of myself into it. And anyway, so I love it. So I always go. And of course, we'll be there this next year. And I'm super excited. And, you know, I'll do another episode on that. But so this last Funnel Hacking Live, second or third morning, I woke up. And I was very inspired by some of the speeches the night before. And some of the things that were in my mind were this, the charity, right? What's the deeper purpose behind just making money? Like, you don't take it with you. What's the point, right? Get rich on purpose. Lavishness is amazing. There's nothing to fight. Like, that's not evil. right? Your intentions and your own pride is what's the bad part. Like, that's fine. Check yourself, right? Just grow past it. But that doesn't make money evil. It's cotton, literally, money made or man made, right? So I was woken up second or third morning of FHL. I woke up. I was woken. I was very inspired by the speeches the night before. All these things have been on my mind. There's a networking thing that I was in, and I was woken up. And I believe that when you ask, if you're patient, you will receive. And so I've been asking, and not just asking, we've been looking, moving our feet. One of my favorite things my dad told me growing up, he's like, pray like everything depends on God, and then act like everything depends on you, right? That's how it works. It's not one or the other, it's both. So I was woken up the second or third night, or sorry, morning of FHL, and I'm just going to be vulnerable here with you. I was being told, and I was crying. It was deep. I'm not communicated with like this very frequently. I certainly do have what I would refer to as visions in my mind. It's usually through meditation. I get communication from God through meditation. That's where we talk, you know. And so that's usually it. I'm never usually like woken up, you know? And this is what I'm telling you is extremely private to me. And I realize I'm saying it on a podcast that's going to be downloaded immediately by multi-thousands of people and go over the place. So I'm being vulnerable here, and I'm just being open, and I'm just telling you exactly what happened. The other experiences I have and things that I have in that of that nature, I hold to myself because they are sacred to me. So please treat what I'm saying as such. But I recognize that it is not normal. And if you have different thoughts and beliefs about all that, that's totally fine. And I respect you and love you regardless. I don't care. Let's go ahead and get a bite to eat and hang out anyway. Right? That's okay. It doesn't mean that we have to be different or like be freaking weird around each other. You know, whatever. I don't care. I'm just telling you. All right. So I'm just being open. I was woken up and I was being told to create a medical underground railroad. That was the exact phrase. I've never thought that phrase in my life. And I was being told to learn to use, I was being told certain parts of it. I had a little bit of guidelines, but not much more. I was being told that there are certain styles of influencers that I should go try and get to sponsor Medical Underground Railroad, specifically in the music industry, because I have tremendous interest there and still want to be a professional musician at some point. And I was also being told to, because of the legalities of teaching people where to get cures for completely curable things like cancer and a lot of forms of it anyway, more on that in other episodes. Because of that nature and the legalities of that and the fact that it's been illegal to cure any disease in America since like the 1970s, which is why nothing has been cured since the 1970s. And we just get sold, you know, Band-Aids instead of solutions. It is a money game, by the way, right? When Rockefeller realized in the early 1920s or something like that, that you could use petroleum for medicine and then created the whole medical field, which is why we all get our medicine from an orange bottle with a white pill in it, even though for, I think, a ton of thousands of years at least, right, that mankind and our bodies knew how to heal themselves and did not come from an orange bottle with a white pill. I'm not anti-Western medicine at all. I'm just for the cures for things that can be cured. Anyway, because of the legalities of that, and because it is an insurance game, and because of the reasons that multi-billions and trillions of dollars, like massive litigious opportunities, I should learn crypto, and that Medical Underground Railroad should be funded primarily from the crypto space. I still think there will be some type of regulation, but it'll mostly be the free world and a little more of the wild, wild west for at least the next long time. In my opinion, more on that later also, but that, oh my gosh, you should get into more crypto. I'm not new to it, and I wasn't at that time either at all, actually. I just don't talk about it that often, but I'm not new. But hey, Medical Underground Railroad should be fueled by the crypto space. If there's decentralized money coming up, what about decentralized healthcare, right? Think of it like that. Like, what is it? And it lasted for a while. Like, as I recall, like almost an hour, this communication, and it was deep. I mean, I was crying, guys. Like, it was like, holy smokes. And I'm more of a sensitive dude than most people think.
there's a persona and a perception of me of being really aggressive, and I totally understand where it comes from, and I'm very sorry about that, but I'm actually a softie. And if you want more on that storyline, listen to the first episode of this season called The Parallel Journey, and you'll realize what I was going through. But anyway, so I was being told very specific things, but I still don't know what it is. And so that was like 9 months ago as of me recording this right now. And what has happened has been an unfolding. And there's a point to this, right? I noticed that at the very beginning, I was in motion. And then I was being told a little piece of the, hey, here's how to get started. And I spent the next like 6 months just asking, like, what is Medical Underground Railroad, right? And when it's something that's like that big, and I have no doubt at all that I have just received something, I feel like it's permission for me to kind of talk about it a little bit more. And so I have been talking about it. And Medical Underground Railroad, like charities in general, right, has been on our calendars, and we're trying to figure out what that is for a while, you know, a couple of years, in fact. And so then we start talking about Medical Underground Railroad, and that's been part of our quarterly stuff. And we're like, figure out more of this, or what's the plan there? Or, ooh, you know what? It's this and it's that. For a while, I thought it'd be like a directory where Medical Underground Railroad will be this thing where, because you got to understand what's been happening in my life, guys, just a little bit more. Like, Marley was diagnosed with some cancer, right? A lot of friends right now have been. And growing up, I used to feel like you don't get cancer until you're in your 50s, 60s, or 70s. Like, it just didn't seem like it was nearly as much of a thing. And now, because of how toxic all of our food is and all the stuff that we have, we found out what's actually in Idaho's water, in the public water system. Oh my gosh, it's like 147 times the amount of pesticides allowed. It's all in the public water data. Check out what's in your actual tap water. Tap water is awful. Like, oh, no wonder. Now, it seems like now, instead of your 50s, 60s, 70s getting cancer, we all get cancer.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off? And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, what do you mean? He repeated the question and said, well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad. I said, wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent? I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, we've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all. My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing, the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. So now in like our 20s and 30s, right? It's like way earlier. I have tons of friends that have been now diagnosed with it. I have personal, so this is a topic, right? And so what we have been, we're like, we've been looking it up and oh my gosh, we've been finding that there are places, the specific addresses, phone numbers and emails of clinics that you go to cure capital C specific types of cancers in Mexico. All right. The places in Europe to go for this obscure thing, but you can't hear it and you will never hear about it from any doctor in America. And I mean, we even just found out, even just like, you know, Marley getting her diagnosis with this, all this stuff. It was shocking to me in what her, because I was in the room. I was on the phone call when we got that call. I was in the room when we went to go in and hear more.
I mean, I've been in the journey too. With her on, like, not obviously the, you know, the person with it, but it, you know, it's been intense. And I have been blown away at what we were told by her doctor versus what hiring a private doctor and doing a bunch of private everything blood panel tests showed. And I completely trusted what the doctor was telling us. And she, the doctor, completely believed what she was telling us. And it's like, it's a different storyline a little bit. And you understand that everything I'm telling you right now is lifestyle advice and not medical advice. That is the legal loophole. I'm not giving you advice at all. Every disclaimer that I need to say, I am now saying it. And by continuing to listen, you are agreeing to it. All right, there we go. I said it. Everyone feel disclaimed? All right, here we go. This is lifestyle advice. I'm not even giving advice. I'm just telling a story. There we go. This is what we've been going through. Okay. And I'm learning that side of this field as well, by the way. And I just, because of some very unfortunate events, have found the correct team in that realm as well. So, which y'all have heard about. So anyway, sometimes you get given the resources you need for the journey forward in things that seem very painful in the moment. So always keep that in perspective. So anyway, so I spent like the following 6 months after being told make that Medigon Railroad with the thought that it would be some kind of directory and it would be towards different resources and things that we're finding. And that there's a lot more at our disposal. It is literally an insurance game. And I've become more and more angry the more I've learned in just the short span of time. And I would not even really say that I've dived into much research yet. Hardly at all. We've just been talking to a few people who were further down the path. And it's been, oh my gosh. So anyway, so Medical Underground Railroad, it has continued to unfold though. And I would say about 3 months-ish ago, I came to the conclusion, realization that I needed to use a lot more of my marketing and business skills to, on this problem. Like, there should be a Medical Underground Railroad podcast. There should not be an attractive character, but maybe a guide, you know, a voice of it. I don't know that should be me. I'm not trying to be that guy. I don't know. But, you know, and I was like, all right, so let's go in. And some of the correct characters started falling into place. And people started mentioning, oh, I'm going through this in my life. And I'm like, ooh, do you want to come help run Medical Underground Road? And I'll pay you. I'll hire you. It'll be your job from the organization to run this thing. Right? Like, interesting you fell into place right there. Ooh, wait, you want to do a podcast? You just don't know how to set it all up? I'm very versed in that. All right. Ooh, wait, Medical Underground Railroad should have a podcast. Interesting. Okay. Little tiny flecks of whatabouts and how about this and little these and that's are beginning to fall into place. And part of what I'm bringing up here is that if you feel you have a calling for something specific in your life and you don't have all the answers, you will not get them by sitting. They come while in motion. And you got to be moving towards as much as you can see. It's a totally faith-based game, 100% a faith-based game. You see like 3 steps in front of you and that's it. You see the peak, nothing from the peak and the 3 steps in between, but you only do see the 3 steps. But really, step 3 is even kind of fuzzy and you really can only really kind of clearly make out step 1, and it's just about the courage of taking it. And it's just that's how the entire game works like that. So anyway, as I'm going, I'm like, okay, wait, this needs a content machine. Ooh, I know what that is. I know how to do that. You see the power of propaganda during everything happened in the scamdemic, right? And you want proof of that? Look at the both world wars and every other major ridiculous nutcase genocide that's been committed in this world and its history, right? Like propaganda plays a role in everything. And so you want to change a market, you change the story it's consuming. I learned that a long time ago. And it's one of the reasons I publish so much. And so I'm like, all right, if you're going to change the If you want to change beliefs, you change the stories, and you change the stories by changing what they consume. And so you have to figure out what they consume. And so we're very good. We run a YouTube business, right? So we built an entire content canon, right? And so I was like, wait a second. What if Medical Underground Railroad was a client of YouTube Lead Machine? Huh. Never thought of that before and was not told that, you know, during Funnel Hacking Live morning 2 or 3. All right. And so it's begun to unfold slowly, piece by piece. So more of the storyline continued to unfold. And then I'd say 2 or 3 weeks ago, I had a very deep experience where I was very clearly also told, like, stop. Because I was like, wait a second, I'll just like. I was getting really frustrated not knowing what Medigon Underground Road still is. This was about 2 months ago. And I was told, hey, this Medigon Underground Railroad. Just so you know, a lot of times I'll refer to it as MUR because it's literally easier to say because those are 3 big words. Okay. So with MUR, Medical Underground Railroad, I was getting really frustrated that I didn't know what MUR was. That's how we all write it now too, because it's so long. I was getting frustrated with that. And I was told sometimes, you know, actually Marley told me this. She goes, sometimes you don't have to know beginning to end on something. Sometimes it's more about holding the container open to figure out what it is. And I was like, that's freaking brilliant, Marley. My gosh. And it reminded me of something that one of our business coaches, he comes out to us every quarter. I've been doing that for 2 years now, which is amazing. I call him a business coach. He would not refer to himself that way. But he said, he taught me something. And is it Socrates or Aristotle? It's one of them. Plato, you know, it's one of those giant, amazing philosophers. There's a quote from one of them that he taught me that says that nature abhors a void. And the beauty of the fact that nature abhors a void is that in business, then we design voids so that they get filled. So a lot of times business is about designing what you want and watching it build itself in front of you, right? Rather than pressing it into reality and forcing out time. Most people don't stop long enough. That's what my process is, my process and my products. And I'm like, follow my framework because it makes you think through and design a void. And nature abhors a void. And so the chances of you winning goes dramatically up, regardless of your skill set. It's not about that, right? So same thing. I was being reminded of that quote when Marley said that. I was like, wait, so with the Medical Underground Railroad, I literally just need to create the void. And stuff will begin to suck into the void and start to fall into place. And I can't tell you how true that is and how much that's been speeding up. And the reason I'm making this, I was not planning on making this podcast right now, by the way. I have other things on my to-do list. But I just had an experience. Nature abhors the void. Bam, something just flew into my lap. Big one, right? Oh, wow. Like amazing. 2 or 3 weeks ago, another piece popped in where it's like, I was being told again in another part of it, stop trying to outsource all this. This is now for you to discover more of your gifts, Stephen. It's not that you're a business guy. It's that your skill sets have let you win in business. And so you're going to learn other parts of your skill set by, you know, putting in a lot of mat time on Medical Underground Railroad. You're about to go through a major second self-discovery phase. And I was like, oh, funny, I've been asking for that. Ready for the next piece of self-discovery and growth. Ready for it. Let's go. Whew, I can feel it coming. What is it? It's this. And I kept trying to outsource Medical Underground Railroad. And I kept trying to like, who's going to run the thing? It's for me to pound myself against, right? It's for me to get refined on. And that's what the journey does to us, right? That you never are prepared at the trailhead. You're prepared on the trail, right? And so I don't know what Medical Underground Railroad is yet. I have glimpses. I'm seeing it. There's parts and pieces. I know I'm supposed to ask all of you, which is the reason why I'm doing this episode, by the way, and is part of the call to action. You'll find out. And another square one reason why I restarted this entire show. Also, by the way, I need help. I need help on this. I don't know what it is. By the way, I would love your help. If you have an idea at all at what Medical Underground Railroad could be, I'm in the fact-finding research phase and have continued to. This is a collaborative work. I'm not trying to be the face or attractive character of this, but it's for me to use my skill sets and business know-how and marketing. It needs marketing. It needs a content machine. It needs a hook. You got to sell free stuff and you definitely got to sell charity, right? Think about that. Like you still have to sell things that are free. You definitely got to sell things that are free, not free, and you don't get a product back for, right? A charity, donations, like collecting cash. Like, I mean, holy cow, of course it needs a hook. Of course, Operation Underground Railroad needed Russell Brunson, right? Of course, I got to make some hooks on this. It needs the stuff that I know how to do. It needs that. But what it is? I'm not a medical person. I don't know. I have thoughts and they're coming stronger on areas that I want it to be about. I do want to create some kind of directory or call-in system where someone can be like, hey, I've got this. And just lifestyle advice, not medical advice, right? And I got to go through that legal mumbo jumbo on how to get all the disclaimers and be a charity. And I mean, all that. So we don't, you know, get sued or assassinated by an insurance company, like, right? Like the size of the demons are going to get a little bit bigger rather than just someone who's pesky. You know what I'm saying? And that's been hard for me. And I've known that about this move, that's going to come. And I've been getting prepared for that. And other leaders and teachers have been falling into my lap and teaching me more about just different styles of energetic self-care, right? Where I protect more of my fields around me, not to get woo-woo, and I'm not trying to say woo-woo stuff, but like, hey, if I'm going to go head-to-head with some people with some big teeth in an industry where there's billions and trillions, like, I got to level up. Right? So, dang, that's a little more than, you know, teaching someone how to sell their knickknack. Like, that's now pretty easy. So anyway, this isn't the next thing. It is literally meant to grow me as much as it is to have the impact that it's meant to have. And remember that about every single endeavor in entrepreneurship and really any endeavor. You're going to get growed and grown just as much as the thing that you really are trying to go and do. That parallel journey, like I talked about, and that's why I said like a lot of season two is going to be more about this parallel journey concept as we all go towards our goals. So to finish and complete, which has happened here, and I'm not done with this at all, but I just had an amazing call through someone I met in the inner circle, which I'm sure I will introduce more to you. There's been very key players. I'm so grateful for all of you and all the influencers who have spent time with me on calls, teaching me more about the status of things in the medical space, both in the Western and Eastern medicine worlds and such, and how much I've already didn't realize I've already been doing without, it's just kind of been happening. So thank you. And then thank you to all you who do go to Medical Underground. As I say this right now, if you go to medicalundergroundrailroad.com, sorry, I know it's long to type. I should get like mur.com or something and forward it to it. But if you go there, there's just a form there that's like, hey, if you got an idea on what this is, toss it in if you wouldn't mind. I'd love it. If you get a resource you can toss in, this is literally just a submission form. That's it. That's all it is right now. Wish it was cooler, but still figuring that out. And I'm just being very exposing about how I believe most of our journeys get unfolded to us. Any journey. And if you're like, and I know y'all follow me for business stuff. So that's how this ties in, is like every journey is this way. We just made major key upgrades and decisions in the company for insights we got last week. We couldn't have known 4 months ago. You know what I mean? It's all an unfolding thing. And so you just act on the knowledge you have in the moment and act again when you get new knowledge, right? And that's just how the whole game works for everything. So anyway, if you go to I had an amazing call where a guy who has the largest charity platform, I'm going to get a chance to get connected with him. And this is now the network space where it's like, you know, what kind of celebrity would we want to be in front of this also? Like that kind of stuff, like huge, huge, huge connection. So grateful for all of your help. I just want to remind everyone to give space to be led in your journey and the amount of time that it takes for that storyline to happen. Like I said, you just don't see the trail from the trailhead. So stop waiting to, right? And you just keep moving. And so just want to give courage for that. Again, we'd love your help. Go to medicalundergroundrailroad.com. And if you have an idea or a resource or a help, or just going there in general, if you're like, ooh, I would be interested because I have this situation and would love to have these kinds of resources connected, please know I am not asking for any medical stuff from you. I'm not asking any records. I'm not asking any medical stuff. All your data is yours. I'm literally, if you have an idea, that's all I'm asking for, or a connection or some kind of like, it'd be cool if it had this type of thing. I know that I'll have to walk a legal tightrope, willing to walk it, but, you know, I'm going to start publicly talking about the journey that I've already been on for the last 2 or 3 years. It just feels like it's really just unfolding now and I don't really know what it is. So this is one of the major reasons we're launching an NFT. We're literally baking into the blockchain the fact that a sizable chunk of the revenue from that gets dumped into the 501c3, the Medical Underground Road charity itself, as revenue to run it. It's one of the reasons we're doing an NFT, is because of this. Otherwise, So anyway, a lot more to come on that as well. So hey guys, thanks so much. And if you have an idea, would love your help. And thanks for listening to the show. Hey Steve, are you into all this NFT stuff? Yes, I am. The Capitalist Pig NFT is access to an entire community with expert lessons, a really cool charity. There's actually also a networking event which focuses on helping you find JV opportunities with other NFT holders. You can get more details about all this at capitalistpig.io. 10% of all NFT purchases actually go towards funding my charity called the Medical Underground Railroad, which right now is focused on connecting people with medical resources. It's the kind of medical resources that psychoinsurance companies keep from our eyes. You know what I mean? And what I just told you to protect myself is lifestyle, not medical advice. Go get your NFT at capitalistpig.io and get info on the next minting. We're also building the College of Money, which teaches internet business opportunities and education from myself, as well as other guest speakers. There's also opportunities to present in what we're calling the slaughterhouse, which think Shark Tank for our world.
and you'll be able to get feedback on your venture from other NFT holders and get resources that can help you grow your business. Open a new tab and go to capitalistpig.io to join our community of forward-thinking, sales-minded entrepreneurs, help the Medical Underground Railroad, and learn internet cash flow strategies. That's capitalistpig.io.